stood if I hadn't been sick at the time. The cop left us at the hospital as Dally pretended to help me out of the car. The minute the cop was gone, Dally let go of me so quick I almost fell. "Hurry!" We ran through the lobby and crowded past people into the elevator. Several people yelled at us, I think because we were pretty racked up looking, but Dally had nothing on his mind except Johnny, and I was too mixed up to know anything but that I had to follow Dally. When we finally got to Johnny's room, the doctor stopped us. "I'm sorry, boys, but he's dying." "We gotta see him," Dallas said, and flicked out 2-bit switchblade. His voice was shaking. "We're gonna see him, and if you give me any static, you'll end up on your own operating table." The doctor didn't bat an eye. "You can see him, but it's because you're his friends, not because of that knife." Dally looked at him for a second, then put the knife back in his pocket. We both went into Johnny's room, standing there for a second, getting our breath back in heavy gulps. It was awful quiet. It was scary quiet. I looked at Johnny. He was very still, and for a moment I thought in agony, "He's dead already. We're too late." Dally swallowed, wiping the sweat off his upper lip. "Johnny Cake," he said in a hoarse voice. "Johnny?" Johnny stirred weakly, then opened his eyes. "Hey," he managed softly. "We won," Dally panted. "We beat the Socs. We stomped them, chased them out of our territory." Johnny didn't even try to grin at him. "Useless. Fighting's no good." He was awful white. Dally licked his lips nervously. "They're still writing editorials about you in the paper, for being a hero and all." He was talking too fast and too calmly. "Yeah, they're calling you a hero now and heroizing all the greasers. We're all proud of you, buddy." Johnny's eyes glowed. Dally was proud of him. That was all Johnny had ever wanted. "Pony boy." I barely heard him. I came closer and leaned over to hear what he was going to say. "Stay gold, pony boy. Stay gold." The pillow seemed to sink a little, and Johnny died. You read about people looking peacefully asleep when they're dead, but they don't. Johnny just looked dead, like a candle with the flame gone. I tried to say something, but I couldn't make a sound. Dally swallowed and reached over to push Johnny's hair back. "Never could keep that hair back. That's what you get for trying to help people, you little punk. That's what you get." Whirling suddenly, he slammed back against the wall. His face contracted in agony and sweat streamed down his face. "Damn it, Johnny," he begged, slamming one fist against the wall, hammering it to make it obey his will. "Oh, damn it, Johnny, don't die. Please don't die." He suddenly bolted through the door and down the hall.